I'm curious, Julie, what your perception is about general community-based oncologists and their approach to patients with T-cell lymphoma. Are there any sort of myths or misperceptions that you see?
Yes, many. I think that they, in general, overestimate their response for treatment that patients should get. So the response rates and the durability, of course, is much less than B-cell lymphomas. And I see the tendency that most physicians would give the same sort of statistics to a T-cell patient that they might to a B-cell patient. They also just use CHOP on everybody, which I think is probably not the right thing to do either for upfront treatment. And then for relapse patients, I've had the experience that a lot of the community physicians don't know about any of these new agents, actually, maybe a little bit more now than before, but they're not really familiar with pralatrexate or romidepsin, and so there's a lot of information that still needs to get out there.
I have to say that latter thought is surprising. You mentioned the issue of using CHOP up front. How do you approach that situation?
Not that I know what's better, but we just know that CHOP is not necessarily that good and the overall outcome is probably unsatisfactory. So our upfront therapy is always to put a patient in a clinical trial if appropriate. Outside of a clinical trial, usually we use CHOP, so adding etoposide based upon the German data to start with, but we'd always prefer a clinical trial if that's an option.
And how do you factor transplant in?
And at least at our center, we do consider transplant in first remission for patients that are otherwise transplant candidates. There's not really a randomized trial to say that that's appropriate, but there's quite a few phase two trials done mostly in Europe that do have pretty beneficial outcomes. But of course, randomized trials would be the way to test it.